Here is Art Charlton with this week's edition of Warren County Wanderings.
It's Halloween weekend with lots of spooky fun in store before it's time to trick or treat on Monday. The Hayride of Horrors and Haunted House at Corrado's Farm continues this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights before all the ghosts float away after this weekend. Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get your thrills in the Hall of Haunts, Red Planet, at Rutherford Hall in Alamuchi. It's a tour into this spooky old mansion that has an out-of-this-world twist. The Blairstown Historic Preservation Committee presents Haunts on High, a spooky tour of High Street on Saturday. Two tours are offered at 1 and 3 p.m. on a first-come, first-served basis. It's Bat Weekend at White Lake. You can explore the White Lake Preserve's hiking trails while learning about the cultural and ecological significance of bats, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on both Saturday and Sunday. No vampire bats, we promise. But it's Ghouls Night Out on Saturday as the Belvedere Lions Club presents the Ghouls Night Out Dance Party at Belvedere Manor from 7 to 11 p.m. Or check out Cool Hands Halloween Bash at Rock Creek Tavern in Harmony Township at 8 p.m. with giveaways, a costume contest, and live music by Cool Hand. In Hackettstown, the McNally's, located in a spooky old Victorian inn, holds a Halloween costume party Saturday night with a DJ, live music by BB Lenz, and a $500 cash prize for the best costume, plus other prizes for runners-up. In Blairstown Saturday night, it's Buck's Haunted Hill Halloween Party. Eat, drink, and be scary at the Buck Hill Brewery and Restaurant with a creative costume contest, prizes and giveaways, plus special guest Magic Touch DJs. Moving back to daylight hours, the Great Pumpkin Train Ride wraps up after this weekend. That's the Pumpkin Picking and Corn Maze Train Ride with the Delaware River Railroad excursions out of Phillipsburg. Multiple trains both Saturday and Sunday. Many of the farms of Warren County hold fall festivals with pumpkin picking and corn mazes this weekend. Support our local farms and get your pumpkins to carve your jack-o'-lanterns. Maybe pick up some fresh cider and apples while you're there. And it's time for the Phillipsburg Easton Halloween Parade on Sunday, starting at 3 p.m. and proceeding down South Main Street to the Free Bridge, where the parade crosses into Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Centenary Stage Company kicks off its annual Fringe Festival this week with Kick, Joanna Rush's powerfully entertaining one-woman show, which makes its New Jersey premiere in the Edith Kutz Theater at the Lackland Center. Follow former Rockette Bernie from a kick line to a chorus line to Hollywood and back in a tale woven with wisdom and humor. Performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, plus a Sunday matinee with two more Fringe shows coming in the weeks ahead. Learn all about this and more in Warren County Wanderings, the free email newsletter you'll find at www.explorewarren.org. Sign up to receive it weekly so you won't miss a thing. Happy Halloween and happy wanderings.
Warren County Wanderings is heard only on WNTI.org.